For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Chinese President Xi Jinping has stressed China's commitment to wildlife protection during a wildlife sanctuary visit in Harare, Zimbabwe earlier on Wednesday, before wrapping up his state visit in the country. President Xi said China has made remarkable progress in wildlife habitat conservation, as well as cracking down on illegal trade of wild animals and related products such as ivory. Xi Jinping also pointed out that wildlife protection remains one of the key areas in China's Zimbabwe cooperation, and China will continue to help Zimbabwe protect wild animals. During his two-day stay here, the Chinese president also held talks with his Zimbabwean counterpart, Robert Mugabe. Both leaders witnessed the signing of a series of deals, including one on wildlife protection. Xi Jinping has now arrived in Pretoria, South Africa, for a state visit to the country before co-chairing the Johannesburg summit on the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation. China's Commerce Ministry spokesperson Shen Danyang has put off doubts on China's intention on its investment in Africa. Shen Danyang says the investment is not a threat to the continent, but a boost to the region's self-development. In the meantime, Shen believes that China and Africa have reached a new height in economic and trade cooperation over the past 15 years. China has been the biggest trade partner of Africa for six consecutive years. Trade between China and Africa reached over $220 billion U.S. dollars last year, some 21 times the amount seen in 2000. Patent infringement in China may soon lead to fines of up to 5 million yuan, or about 780,000 U.S. dollars, according to an amendment proposed by China's cabinet. The draft revision has been published by the State Council to seek public opinion. The current law stipulates that compensation amounts must be decided based on actual losses by the obligee or gains by the infringer. The new draft allows for compensation of up to three times the losses or gains. China's patent law was enacted in 1984. And was revised a third time in 2008. A senior Chinese official has gone on record saying China will continue to push forward financial reforms after the International Monetary Fund's decision to include the RMB into its special drawing rights basket of currencies. China's Vice Finance Minister Zhu Guangyao said the RMB's inclusion in the SDR doesn't mean the end of China's financial reforms and the country is continuing a manageable floating system. Zhu Guangyao also described the inclusion as a win-win decision, since both China and the rest of the world will benefit from it. The IMF's executive board on Monday approved the inclusion of the RMB in its SDR basket as an international reserve currency. British Prime Minister David Cameron has kicked off a parliamentary debate on whether to authorize airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria on Wednesday. The 10-hour debate in the House of Commons, the country's lower chamber, will end in a vote later in the evening. So far, Britain has only been taking part in the U.S.-led coalition attacks against IS positions in Iraq. If authorized by Parliament, attacks against IS militants in Syria might start within days. NATO has formally invited Montenegro to become a member state. NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg made the announcement on Wednesday at a NATO foreign ministers meeting. The accession process is expected to take months before Montenegro obtains its formal membership. NATO's last expansion was in 2009 when Albania and Croatia were admitted. Russia has strongly opposed Montenegro's NATO membership, calling it a threat to regional stability. Two Chinese college students have been sentenced to some 10 years imprisonment for hunting endangered birds. A court in Huixian County in central China's Hunan province heard the case of two students surnamed Yan and Wang. Last summer, Yan and Wang caught 14 Eurasian hobbies and two other falcons in total. These species are both Class B protected animals in China. Earlier, both men had appealed the ruling, but the higher court upheld the verdict of the Huixian court, citing gross violations committed in the case. Pakistan has hanged four militants involved in a deadly attack on an army-run school that killed nearly 150 students and staff members in December last year. An army court had handed the death penalty to the four men. Pakistani President Mamnoon Hussein has rejected their clemency petitions. They were hanged just days ahead of the first anniversary of the attack. The Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. The militants all belong to the banned group, the Pakistani Taliban. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.